T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I passed by Alex's home over the weekend. I said, the Francos are out of town because Alexandria, the mom who was in the car, we were coming home from church, started asking me a bunch of questions. And I said that she's getting baptized at a drug rehabilitation center. And then my mom just launched into a litany of questions I didn't have answers for. I was like, I really should have asked more to Alex. My only response was, I don't know, Mom. Catholics do weird things. So why would you baptize your daughter in a drug rehabilitation center?
Here's the thing. We had to go through so many classes, my wife and I, through the Catholic Church to get our son baptized. And not only that, but the godparents in El Paso, because we did it in El Paso and our family's there, they had to go through classes. And it almost took a year of going through all these classes.
Classes for the adults?
Yes.
For baptism.
Sarah, there's no classes for my 1.5-year-old.
I mean, you're standing on the sideline. You're not the one doing the dunking.
They're just teaching you the word of the Lord and all that jazz. So here's So the thing is that we thought we could go in, okay, just easily baptize our second kid, and because we already went through all those classes, but we had just missed the window. Apparently, it's like a 2-year and then expires, and you have to redo all the classes. I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And my wife's like, we don't have time. God forbid something happens, you want them baptized.
Oh, that's the thing. You got to hurry up and do it.
I don't know. Like, my wife just wanted to do it, so I said, let's do it. So I'm thinking like, okay, well, how do we get this done? You know, so my wife was like, well, you know, my aunt knows this priest in El Paso. Let me reach out. And I was like, all right, let's do this. She comes back to me and she's like, Alex, I found a place and I found a priest. I'm like, awesome. And she's like, we don't have to do any of the classes. I'm like, all right. I'm like, great. She's like, we have to go to El Paso though this weekend. We got to do it on a Saturday morning. I'm like, okay, great. Where is it? Where's the church we're doing it? And she's like, well, it's not a church. I'm like, all right, well, what is it? And she said, it's a drug rehabilitation center. And I said, what? And she said, yeah. And she described what part of town it was in El Paso. And I was like, are you serious? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to have my mom go check it tomorrow to kind of just get a feel for it to see if we're going to even bring guests or not.
See if there's any crime scene tape out front.
Just to see the deal, how it goes and how the place looks. And I was like, all right. And so she ended up giving me the map and I looked it up on Google Maps and I was like, are you serious? It's a straight up like drug rehabilitation center with people, patients and stuff there hanging out and rehabbing. And there's a chapel there. And I was like, okay, well, you know, this is what we've been dealt. Let's just do it. You know, we won't tell our family to go. We don't want to draw attention. You know, it'll just be my wife and I, and we'll leave our son Jake at home, and they'll just be the godparents coming. And we go to El Paso, and I'm just thinking the worst case scenario. And then I'm out one night with my cop buddy friend, and he was like, what are you in town for? Anyways, I said a baptism, and he's like, what church? And I was like, I don't even want to tell you. And he's like, I told him it's a drug rehabilitation center, and I showed him the address, and then he pointed out on Google Maps, he like did a swipe. He said, you see that house right there? I said, yeah, it's like some old shady house. He's like, that's a known drug house where you could buy crack and drugs and stuff like that.
Right, like, next to the rehabilitation.
I said, are you serious? Wow. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, this can't get any worse. So we did it. We went. They ended up having like 50 some seats at this chapel down below.
And you honestly didn't invite your parents? This is something you got to take your parents to, right?
We did. Okay. Like day of, we found out that there's actually spaces for them to go. So I'm like, mom, dad, you know, get my wife's mother to go. The other family members, I'm like, let's go, but just don't dress up fancy and draw attention. You know, don't go in your church outfit because we're going to.
Go in jeans and like a cut up shirt?
Yes. Like I went in a baseball cap.
Okay.
Like I just wanted to be like all just normal and not draw attention. And I ended up being like a church and I had to take my hat off. My hair was awful. We didn't take many pictures because I looked like, I mean, it's not about me. It's my kid getting baptized, but still I thought it was about me. Here's the thing. It was weird, but it was kind of cool because some of the people there at the rehab center decided to join us.
Like, oh, that's nice.
They heard mass was going on. So like, so midway.
During, but it's not mass though, right?
It's a baptism.
Okay.
But like midway we're baptizing, I turn to the left and then there's like 4 or 5 dudes there. I'm like, who are they? I looked at my wife. I'm like, who are they? She's like, I don't know. I guess they stay here. They're rehabbing from their drug addiction.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
they came down and I was like, hey. And they came up to me and they said, hey, good congrats on baptizing your daughter. And I was like, cool, man. And then we're literally taking pictures and those guys are in the background. So they're family photos with drug rehabilitation dudes.
You know what? They got to share in the joy with
They got to share the joy. And the one thing that everyone was saying, like, you got to make sure that if you do it, it's kind of a shady thing. get a certificate from the state of Texas saying that it was a baptism.
Okay.
We got the certificate.
Oh, you did? So it's official.
It's official.
So she's going to heaven.
She's going to heaven, but we're never telling her where she got baptized.
Never, huh?
Never.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.